insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Welcome brothers and sisters to yet another of our series of programs. Inshallah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of a few more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجْلَ فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ فَاقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ عِندَ بَارِئِكُمْ فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نُّؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَأَنتُمْ تَنظُرُونَ.
We arrived at verse 54. In the previous session, we explained thoroughly the story. Briefly, I want to mention it again. There's one point I have to expand on, I think, in this session. The story is about when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Jewish tribes in Medina, remember the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you. One of those blessings is this, that when you decided to worship the calf, after all these signs that were given to you, every single bit that was necessary to get you to believe in the right things were given to you, and you had believed in it. Then you rejected that when Prophet Musa was not around. Although his brother Prophet Harun was there, and he warned you and he told you this is wrong, you didn't listen to that, and you decided to worship a golden calf that just makes the sound of a cow, okay, of a living calf. Okay, because of that, they started to worship that calf. After doing so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave you. That was a huge sin that, as we explained in the previous session, what we see in the pattern of the prophets that are sent, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a people decide to reject the message in this way, they do not believe in Him, they don't start worshipping only Him, but they worship other beings, they're polytheists, they're mushrik. If they decide that they want to be a mushrik, after all the signs have been given to them, the pattern is that these people are punished. All the ones that are disbelievers, they will be punished and removed from the face of the earth. And the people that did believe, the people that were on the right path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves them and tells them to leave. The others are punished. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you did the same thing, but I did not punish you in that way. What I did was that I ordered the people, the Jewish tribe, those who had disbelieved, that they should go in an area with their knives and daggers and swords and whatever they had and start killing one another, which is the same thing that would have happened instead of having the earthquake or instead of having a storm, stones coming from the sky, thunderbolts or what have you. Instead of those things punishing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used or told them, ordered them to punish one another. That's how it was going to happen. Now, the command was originally kill one another. Okay, seemingly following the same pattern, everyone should have been dead, everyone should have been killed. All of those who had gone this far as disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and starting to worship this calf should have been killed, just like the previous patterns. But in this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells these people, after a small number of them were killed, the rest of them were kept alive, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I forgive you. I wanted to, now this was mentioned in the previous session. It is interesting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this as a blessing. We explain how that works, how that is a blessing. Again, in order to understand that being a blessing, we have to look at the patterns of the previous prophets and all. But the point that I wanted to mention in this session is regarding this issue, that some may still think that this is a very cruel command by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People being killed. Why are people being killed? Why is that? Why is the order being given in this way? We have to understand that this language or this problem that is raised with this command, and not only this, the problem is raised with other commands, other laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, even in our religion, in Islam. We know that if a person commits adultery, with the conditions, and I want to emphasize that, there are conditions to it. Okay, there's very, very detailed conditions, and it's very difficult to prove it in the court. The conditions for that to be proven in the court are very difficult. They need to be there for this punishment to take place. But when all the conditions are there, the punishment is that the person, male or female, has got to be stoned to death. Okay, we have another rule: if people are homosexual, if they're guys, okay, men that are homosexual, if they commit, if they have intercourse with one another, the punishment for that is even more severe. The judge has got an option between a few different very severe punishments, like burning them alive. This is a very tough rule. So these questions are raised with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Now, how could God make such a command? Why did God give this punishment? For the other ones, for the laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in this religion, there's philosophies behind it, inshallah. When we get to those verses which deal with these punishments, we'll explain some of the philosophy behind it there. But one key point that needs to be understood in all of these, and especially the story that we're at right now, okay, we are talking about the story where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands about 70,000 people, roughly, to start killing one another. The command was to actually kill everybody, like everybody kill one another. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after a small number were killed, forgives the rest of it. How could this be merciful? How could this be given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I think one of the main reasons why this question is asked is that we don't look at the big picture. The big picture is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not even create us to live on this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to live in a different life, which is either a lot better than this or a lot worse. How is it a lot better? How is it a lot worse? Depending on what we do. If we do the right thing, if we follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, we're going to have a good life in the hereafter. If we don't do that, then we're going to have a very, very disastrous life, full of punishment that could not even be imagined in this world. That's how bad it could get. So that's what the aim is. Now, this is not to say that, okay, if you want to believe in God, then you're going to have a miserable life in this world, and that's how it's supposed to be. You're not even supposed to focus on this life. No, that's a different point. Okay, that's not. But where there is a conflict between these two interests, this life and the hereafter, then the priority is with the hereafter. Now, these people have done something in this case that what they deserved, what they were supposed to be given, would be an eternal life of punishment and pain. That's what they deserved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that the sin of shirk and polytheism is a sin that is not going to be forgiven. Everything else could be forgiven. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees it wise, He will forgive that. But shirk is a sin, polytheism, worshipping someone other than God, is a sin that cannot be forgiven. These people did that sin. They committed that sin. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them to do this in order to forgive them. Now, what happened? We have a bunch of people that died, a smaller number, and a larger number that stayed alive. Okay. Were the people that were killed, were they oppressed? No, they were forgiven. This act that they performed that deserved eternal pain and punishment in the hereafter was forgiven through a very small amount of pain of leaving this world. Once they entered life, the hereafter, their sins were forgiven. Therefore, they entered paradise directly. So these people were actually given a blessing. Instead of eternal pain and having a good life in this life, they were given a little bit of pain compared to the eternal punishment in the hereafter. This is extremely minute. Okay, so that minute pain was given to them, and they were given eternal prosperity in the hereafter. And the rest of them were kept alive. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this theme, in this story, is actually very extremely merciful with these people. So this is a mercy that these people should remember, and we, when learning about this, should remember and be reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy in his life with the people. Inshallah, the other signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, other blessings that he's bestowed upon the Jewish tribes, we will have to explain in following sessions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah. 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 Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah.